You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is nucleation? All right, you've all probably heard about that famous experiment where you take Mentos candy and toss it into Diet Cola, and it causes this giant geyser to erupt. Well, it's involving something called nucleation. All right, so let's back up a little bit. Soda has carbon dioxide in it, or CO2. C for carbon, O for oxygen, and there are two of them. You know it's there because when you first open up a can or open up a bottle of soda, you can hear that pfft sound. And when you pour the soda into the glass, you can see the bubbles forming. Mentos candy, and it has to be the mint type, not the fruit flavored. It has tiny little microscopic pits, holes, cracks, crevices on its surface. As I said, the fruit one won't work for this experiment because it's smooth. It has a candy coating. The pits which were on the mint Mentos will increase the surface area of that candy. Here's what I mean by surface area. Imagine your backyard at home. It's nice and smooth. It's a nice smooth surface. That yard has surface area, but it's flat. Now imagine that you or your pet dog digs holes all over the backyard. The yard is the same size, but the holes are increasing the amount of surface. They're increasing the surface area, making the surface area greater. The same is true for that candy. All of those tiny little holes and pits are increasing the surface area. And it's increasing the nucleation sites. And those tiny little holes and pits on the candy are needed for nucleation, for this experiment to occur. Those nucleation sites are a spot where the CO2 gas can attach. The bubbles of carbon dioxide can attach to those nucleation sites. Now, with the increased surface area, more CO2 bubbles can attach. The pressure will build up very rapidly because it's contained inside of that bottle. And the only point for this pressure to exit is the opening of the bottle. And the pressure buildup is so great that it will erupt as a geyser. So for the experiment, to try it at home, you're going to need a 2-liter soda bottle. Make sure that it's Diet Cola because that seems to work the best. And then try to palm in your hand about 4 or 5 of the mint Mentos. Now you're going to need to move pretty fast. After you open up the bottle of soda, have those mint Mentos candies in the palm of your hand in a row and drop them in as fast as possible and then very rapidly step back because this experiment is going to build up the pressure and create the geyser, which will then erupt about easily 5 to 10 feet in the air over you. So if you decide you don't want to step back, if you want to stay in that zone, make sure that you either have a raincoat or an umbrella to protect you. And then you get to do what scientists technically call cleaning up a mess. Well, we've just learned a little bit about nucleation and the famous Mentos and Diet Cola experiment. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.